That's the whimbrel, with its long, downward-curved beak and brown and white mottled feathers, a shy, hard-to-spot shorebird, especially so since it's on the decline, only about 40,000 left. And this year, while the birds were on their nonstop 3,000-mile migration from northern Canada to South America, they made it through Hurricane Irene only to be shot down by hunters in Guadeloupe in the Caribbean. How do we know? Well, scientists were tracking them through transmitters on four birds. And while there are laws that protect them in North America, they're fair game for hunters when they leave the continent, as many birds do when they fly south for winter. Brian Watts is the director of the Center for Conservation Biology at the College of William and Mary in Virginia. Dr. Watts, you were tracking these birds. The two that were killed had names, Goshen and Machi. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes, Machi.
So, you know, I know you are a scientist, but still, what was it like to learn that these birds that you were tracking and had done such a heroic job getting through the hurricane were then shot down?
It was really disappointing to lose those two birds. I mean, we had tracked Machi for almost 30,000 miles over 2 years, and to lose them in that way was just disappointing. I mean, these birds had been through so many things on their long migrations, and it was a shame to lose them in that way.
It is amazing how far these birds fly. Just briefly, how do they do it?
Yeah, I mean, these birds stage at places throughout their migration route, and they build up tremendous fat reserves, and they're capable of these incredible flights nonstop, maybe 4 to 5 days at 35 to 40 miles an hour. They're capable of these just tremendous athletic feats.
Well, and then here these two athletes are, if you will, these birds shot down in Guadeloupe. They're such beautiful little birds. Why would people shoot them? Tell us about the sport of bird hunting there.
Yeah, it's something that's not known, I think, even to a lot of shorebird biologists, that there continues to be open, unregulated hunting there in the West Indies, and that includes Guadeloupe, Martinique, and also Barbados. And it actually includes some of the countries in northern South America there where some of these birds winter and migrate through. Martinique, Guadeloupe, and French Guiana are overseas departments of France. And you might know that France and Italy have long histories of hunting migratory birds on the north shore of the Mediterranean. And so that culture is sort of has been transferred over to these outposts, and they have had hunting for generations there.
And we understand it's particularly popular after hurricanes because they know that birds are going to get waylaid to their islands.
Right. These birds wouldn't have stopped over on those islands if they had not hit the tropical storm. So Machi flew into Tropical Storm Maria, and Goshen actually flew through the outer bands of Irene when it was a Category 3 storm. Mm-hmm. Both of those birds sat down in the Caribbean and then started sort of island hopping until they ran into the hunting there in Guadeloupe.
This is confirmed because the hunter that shot down Machi returned the transmitter device to a local wildlife organization. Did this hunter realize how far this bird had flown?
No, I don't really think so. I think that the indication is that there's about 3,000 individuals that participate in the hunting, shorebird hunting there on Guadeloupe, and about 1,500 on Martinique. And that was what was so shocking to us. You know, when we heard about Machi being shot, you think it maybe is a fluke that one bird flew into a shooting area. But then to find out that Goshen was shot the same morning, and that it's likely that they were shot within minutes of arriving. It's not even likely that they made landfall there on the island. They probably never touched the ground. They probably were shot as they were coming into the island from over the ocean there.
What were you hoping to learn from Goshen and Machi?
We were seeing declines here in Virginia, which is a major staging area for this species, and we were interested in why these birds were declining. And so one way to get at that is to see where they were breeding and where they were wintering and where they were stopping over, so we would have some idea as to how to focus future research to see what it is that may be causing some of the declines. The back story to this drama is that we have about 30 species of shorebirds that migrate down the Atlantic Flyway, and about 70% of those are declining. About 20% of those are in steep declines, and whimbrel is one of those. And so we have not really identified the major sources for the declines. And this situation in Guadeloupe has sort of been a peek into what's happening there. And it's sort of both confirmed our fears and been beyond our, you know, imaginations there.
The National Post up in Canada reports that hunters in that area bag 1,000 birds a season. And I don't know, is it just trophy hunting or do they eat them? I mean, how easy is it going to be to change that culture, to get them to sign on to the same kind of treaties that other countries have to ban hunting of birds?
Yes, the indication is that most of these hunters do eat the birds, but it's not subsistence hunting. They don't need to eat them. Most of these are middle or upper class people that are mostly recreational hunting. So it's more like gallery shooting. We don't know what the take is there in Guadeloupe or Martinique or Barbados, for that matter. After Tropical Storm Maria passed, there was a large hunt on American golden plovers that were in fields there, and we've seen pictures of that hunt, which kind of resemble the parking lot of a sort of Friday night baseball game. There were large numbers of cars. People were sitting around the perimeter of the field in lawn chairs with shotguns, and they were moving these birds back and forth. The indication is that they may have taken 2,000 just after that single storm.
Oh, wow. Just so, sitting there waiting for them to blow in, literally.
In terms of getting some type of treaty, it's not clear even at this point whether France is willing to put up the resources to even monitor the harvest. They have indicated that they might be willing to put some species on a no-hunt list, but we're concerned about enforcement of that.
Well, in the meantime, what are you going to do now? Are you going to have to capture and tag more whimbrels, or do you feel maybe you know what you need to know?
We don't know what we need to know. So, yes, we're going to continue to track whimbrels, and we're going to begin to track some other species also. These types of conservation situations are sort of a long-term change. And in terms of the situation there on Guadeloupe, you know, what we need is a cultural shift like what we had here in the U.S. in the early 1900s. And so it's up to the international community to try to bring France to the table and to get us all pulling in the same direction.
Kind of get a cultural shift from people bagging birds to painting them and watching them, bird watching.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Dr. Brian Watts, director of the Center for Conservation Biology at the College of William and Mary in Virginia. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.